I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Real quick, obviously you guys may have forgotten, but there's football. Not only tonight, but the local teams are playing over the weekend. The Giants are playing 1 o'clock against the Bills.
Yes.
And the Jets are playing at night against the Green Bay Packers. By the way, just I want to put this in people's heads. The Jets are in Green Bay, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's where they're playing.
Mm-hmm.
Where are the Mets playing this weekend, Tiki?
Milwaukee.
Oh.
The best team in baseball right now. The first team to 70 wins.
Don't worry about that
part. What are you talking about?
They're great. They're great. It's not about that. They're playing in Milwaukee?
Yeah.
And the Jets are
From Milwaukee left Milwaukee, and he got better.
Forget about it.
Be a Mets-Jets dinner.
Forget about that. Where are the Jets playing?
They're playing in Milwaukee.
They're playing in Lambeau. That is a 1 hour and 25-minute drive. Who's in it with me? Who wants to fly? Can you tell the bosses I'm off tomorrow? Or I'll do a remote live from Milwaukee. Go see Mets Brewers on a Friday night. By the way, I'm kidding. I'll be here tomorrow. Go see Mets Brewers on a Friday night. Wake up the next day. Skip the Met game. It's a night game. Go to Lambeau. Jets Packers.
Right.
Come back to Milwaukee Sunday afternoon baseball. Who's with me?
I'll not us.
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good too.
Had a fun trip.
Yeah.
What part's the least appealing part? The Jet preseason game?
The fact that
game?
Nobody's going to be playing in those games.
Well, Tiki?
Still Lambeau.
Hold on a second.
I've been to Lambeau.
It's probably the cheapest way to get into Lambeau, too.
180 yards at Lambeau.
Hold on a second.
I'm good.
Breaking news, NFL running back's been to Lambeau.
Now, you said nobody's playing?
Yeah.
Aaron Glenn begs to differ. Hey, Aaron, are you going to play your starters?
We're playing. We're playing. I can't tell you how much the guy's going to play. You know, it's going to factor by how the game goes, but we're playing. Because I want to play. That's the reason.
It's important at this point for Justin and these guys to
I want our guys to play. That's the reason.
First of all, number one, he's playing his starters, which I think he needed to do.
I mean, of course. It's a new regime, and it's a relatively new team when you think about it in a lot of ways because of all the changes that probably are going to happen, you know, this year and the following years. He needs to know.
He needs to know. And not only that, and tell me if I'm crazy here, I think and Aaron passed the test. So I just want to say, Aaron Glenn, you stole my guy. If he sat his starters and did some cockamamie answer on why, he's a hypocrite. Because he's been running these practices, and I love it, like, hey, we're in college again.
Right.
How could you do that and then bubble wrap your players for a preseason game? It would feel like, to me, a major contradiction. So I'm happy.
Well, he's also from the – I'm curious. What did the Lions do over the last couple of years?
It's a good question.
They were more of a veteran team, especially at quarterback, so I guess – that probably affects it. But I wonder what he picked up from the Lions and Dan Campbell's preseason protocols.
How they did it.
Like, what did they do?
What did they do, Sean? You watched the preseason.
Well, last year, the Lions, I don't believe, played their starters versus the Giants in the game because they had those two joint practices.
Right.
And I think they used the joint practices as the substitute.
Right. It was, it was like game, no tackling, but
exactly.
Game speed.
So
that's what they do in those joint practices.
And next week, we get the Giants and Jets with two of those joint practices. So maybe Aaron Glenn wants to see how they respond, and then he won't do that versus the Giants because of the joint practice.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, look, Justin Fields is not any way or shape or form a star in this league.
No.
And so he doesn't get the respect that, say, Aaron Rodgers had when he came in and he was a star. You don't really have to play. We know what you're made out of. We know what it's going to look like, et cetera, et cetera. Justin Fields kind of has to still earn people's respect. And his and belief, to be honest with you. And so for Aaron Glenn to insist that his starters play, I think a lot of it is because of Justin Fields, right? You put your young-ish quarterback with the starters, so you get a little bit of a taste of it.
100%.
It's not like he has this wealth of knowledge on how to be a really good player in the NFL guiding him for the 2025 season. So the only way you're going to find it is if you do it now.
No doubt.
To add to that, this is consistent under Dan Campbell. They use, and they're doing it this week, joint practices instead of preseason games for their starters.
Right.
Right, but the Jets aren't doing that. They're playing their starters.
You're talking about next week.
Yeah, we'll see what they do next week. I don't know. I'm talking about this week.
So when they do the joint practice, the starters don't play.
Yeah.
That's fine. And if that's the case, we'll see. I don't know how I'm going to feel next week. I'm talking about right now. And right now for preseason game number one, especially after I heard so much about how hard the practices are,
right,
how it's like college according to Quinnen Williams, I'm like, of course you got to play your starters. Mm. I think the other thing, and I don't know if there's any data to back this up, but I think when you are a team that's going to try to surprise people, and clearly the Jets are trying to do that, don't you think you build an edge by playing a lot more in the preseason than everybody else? So when this season starts and you start against the Steelers, who are playing nobody the first week of the year, Tomlin's already announced it. Nobody's playing. Don't you think...
Preseason game. Yeah.
They don't want to play week one, fine. Don't you think that gives the Jets a little bit of an edge?
I mean, it gets them more game ready. We see this every year with teams slowly getting into their seasons, unless their schedule just provides an easy win for them. But it just takes a long time to actually get used to getting hit again. And so the Jets are getting that out of the way. That's a good thing, in theory, as long as no one gets hurt.
That's why people have gone away from it,
is because they're worried about someone getting hurt.
I get it, but Aaron even said this the other day. They can get hurt in practice. Mm. They can get hurt doing a lot of things. And
true.
Am I going to sit here bitching on Monday if Sauce Gardner gets hurt? I'm not going to bitch at playing him. Like, I'll just be bitching as my life as a Jet fan. Like, it'll just be, this is us. This is who we are. But I won't be mad at Aaron Glenn. I like this. And I think because of their circumstance, that's why when we get to the Giants in a second, it doesn't have to be uniform because I think each situation is different.
Right.
Number one, the Giants have a starting quarterback. It's over. Now, while the Jets have announced Justin Fields as a starting quarterback, he's got a lot to prove. Like you said, he's got to learn this system. He's got to play. So I want the Jets playing, guys. Last year, I didn't feel that way, but I also thought things were different last year. Like, Aaron Rodgers was a bubble wrap guy. I'm not messing around. I didn't want him to play in the preseason.
Of course not.
So I like that Aaron Glenn did it, and I also like the fact that he continues to be a jerk to everybody. Why?
I want to play. That's the reason.
I want to play. Mm-hmm. That's the reason.
Yeah, they kept trying to ask the follow-up question to clarify why he wants him to play. Same answer.
I want to play. That's the reason.
Now you want to play.
Now your guy's head coach isn't telling us anything.
Of course, because Dave's is Bill Belichick with a smile.
So what is he going to do? And also, what should he do? Should he play his starters?
I mean, some of them will play. Like, the biggest issue with the Giants over.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails.
Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
For the last couple of years has been continuity. You're just not getting the same players year over year. And it's not even the case this year. I know they've brought in some new pieces on the defensive side, including Javon Holland and Paulson Adebo, but they haven't played with everybody else. Taylor Newbin and Drew Phillips, and it looks like Deontay Banks is going to be the other starting cornerback. They haven't played together, so you got to do it at some point. And particularly with the offensive line. Who the hell is starting the right guard?
Yeah, absolutely. Right? But the offensive line is probably the most important.
100%. And obviously Andrew Thomas isn't playing. So let's say he's compromised at some point throughout the season. Who's playing left tackle? So I think from a Giant standpoint, you just need some consistency of guys being on the field together. Because the only way that works with those five guys up front offensively is if you do it consistently together. Otherwise, you're just kind of guessing. Oh, I think this guy's going to help me out on this one. Wait, what's the call again? It turns into a cluster. And so you got to play. So I think he should start at least the offensive line. I don't think that Russell Wilson's going to play that much. And whether or not Jackson Dart gets a ton of the reps or whether it's Jameis Winston, that's neither here nor there. I think it's more about the offensive line consistency that needs to be developed.
You know what I would do? I'd start all my offensive line. I'd start most of my starters, and I would start Jackson Dart. And I'm a big proponent of you shouldn't play this year.
Right.
But I put him behind your best, and I let the kid play. Because isn't that the best learning experience, just to go out there and play football?
True.
It is. And the results don't matter. Other than injury.
I mean, they matter because you want to see.
Well, for him, they don't matter is my point. Like, we're not burying him. Right. We're not putting him in the Hall of Fame. Like, we should all make a promise, no matter how good he looks in this preseason game. Let's not get nuts and start the guy week one.
Right.
Can you make that promise, Sean?
I can, but you know Giants fans are going nuts if he plays great.
Don't do that because you're lying again.
No. I've actually made this case on this show 15 times this summer.
I understand that. I know you made the case.
Uh-huh.
You are going to flip.
No, I will not.
If Tiki.
I will not.
What do you think of Sean?
He's not going to flip on the preseason.
I will not.
Now, if he plays all three preseason games and looks amazing, Sean might flip a little bit.
Who's been the highest in the show on Russell Wilson being the Giants quarterback?
Is that you now?
Yes.
Certainly not Tiki. He said he's washed.
That was 2 years ago. Now he looks great.
That was February, Tiki.
Look, I'm not going to push
for it. 2 seasons ago. I think Russell Wilson's washed.
I love that.
If the Giants themselves at the end of the preseason did that, then I'm not going to kick and scream and say they shouldn't be doing that. They know him better than me. I have been so wrong on so many of these evaluations and guys, I'm not going to scream and yell.
No, but
you had me on tape going nuts about DeVito versus the Packers. Like, I'm making that mistake again.
But that's my point. Like, I'm joking with Tiki. July Morash, actually early August Morash, sensible. Mm-hmm. Mid-August Morash, not sensible.
I'm telling you. You're getting level-headed me this year with the Giants.
You ever done anything dangerous?
Level-headed. That being said, they should play the starters.
Is that what that's your vote of confidence, or that's your vote of what you'd like?
Outside of Dexter Lawrence and Malik Nabers, who I think on each side of the ball you could wrap in bubble wrap, I don't care if it's Brian Burns, everybody should get out there for two of these three games, even if it's not this one. What is paramount to the Giants' season?
Well, I think a lot of it with the Giants will be the same as with the Jets. They're probably not going to play a ton in the Giant preseason game.
Well, then I'd like to see them more in this one. Maybe you're worried about the joint practices, but here's the whole key to everything. We know the Chiefs are sitting there lurking week three. We said this last year when it was the Vikings in Washington those first 2 weeks for the Giants.
First 2 weeks are important.
They are so important to make sure you get a win there. They barely got off the bus versus Dallas 2 years ago. It set the whole season back. Last year, losing to Minnesota and Washington ruined the whole season.
I agree with you.
They have not earned the right under Brian Daboll to come out lackluster. They have not earned the right not to play in the preseason. They need to be as ready as anybody those first 2 weeks.
I think you're following my lead on this. Because the Jets and the Giants are not supposed to be good. I'm just talking about the experts. We may think differently. It is probably more important for them to come out of camp and come out of the preseason readier than everyone else so they could steal a few wins early.
I agree. Right.
Because the Pittsburgh Steelers...
Try to. It's going to be hard.
Couple of wins early. Yeah. You said 2 wins early?
I said they need to try to because it's going to be hard.
Try to.
Right.
Because they're not going to.
It's almost going to be... I mean, think about it. They've got to start.
I know. It's a tough schedule.
Giants cannot be winless heading into that game versus the Saints. They need to make that same game look like
five.
Yes.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Because you follow that up with the Eagles.
Eagles, Denver, Eagles.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. I think this is actually a really good question.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks, first 2 weeks of the season. Okay, just the first two weeks.
Washington, Cowboys.
Giants
both
open.
Both away.
Exactly. In Washington and Dallas. Jets open with two home games.
Mm-hmm.
Home against the Steelers, home against the Bills. Who has a better chance to start this season 1-1 or 2-0?
The Jets.
I was just curious. Thank you. What about you, Sean?
I think the Giants are winning one of those two. I also think the Jets are beating the Steelers.
But that's not that. That's just who has the most. You're playing at home. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, by the way, I'm not fighting with that. That's part of why the Jets obviously have.
And you know the opposing quarterback.
I think the worst of those four teams is the Dallas Cowboys. That's why I'm judging it on that.
You're right.
They're on the road, though.
But it's on the road.
To Tiggy's point.
I think that matters less than it used to, but I understand.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.